ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A second of America's big three automakers, Stellantis, joins Ford in getting a tentative contract deal with the striking union, announced by Autoworkers Union President Sean Fain.
Over the 44 days we were on strike, Stellantis more than doubled the total value of the proposals they had on the table.
Union members have to vote on the agreement. This month, San Diego federal judge Roger Benitez ruled for a second time that California's assault weapons ban is unconstitutional and must end. Tonight, a federal appeals court has ruled that the ban will remain in place as the case moves forward. Millions in the Gaza Strip are cut off from phone, internet, and electricity. Stepped-up Israeli air attacks and ground raids continue. Mourners gathering in Lisbon Falls, Maine, to remember the 18 killed in the mass shooting in nearby Lewiston. At the vigil, Rick Boulay, a local music teacher.
The entire state has that small town feel. You know, the 6 degrees of separation really is more like two.
No word on a motive for the shooting. This is ABC News. Rain is why it's more expensive to feed the bags of trick-or-treaters, says ABC's Brian Clark.
Prices of American candy and gum are up by an average of 13% this October compared to last, according to Data Assembly. The reason? Unusually heavy rains that hampered cocoa production in West Africa and monsoons that led India, the world's second largest sugar producer, to restrict exports.
Denying the charges against him, the former cryptocurrency chief Sam Bankman-Fried. His federal fraud and conspiracy trial in New York yesterday. Prosecutors showed the jury part of an interview Bankman-Fried did. ABC's George Stephanopoulos asked him whether FTX customers were aware the company's trading firm, Alameda, was using their money.
There existed a borrow lending facility on FTX, and I think that's probably covered, I don't remember exactly where, but somewhere else in the terms of service.
But they'd have to approve of that. They're saying they didn't approve of it here. They're saying you approved of it.
Cross-examination is scheduled for Monday. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Jimmy K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media and welcome to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find them online at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by the UPS Store, North Sherman Avenue and Northgate Mall, and by Essex Square by Easttown. You can also shop them online at theupsstore.com.
Jimmy, all hail the magic conch.
Woo!
There is only one band that can fuse the spirit of SpongeBob SquarePants and prog pop rock, and that is Madison-based band Magic Conch. The four-piece band that has mixed funk with 70s progressive rock for the better part of a decade released their sophomore album, Fine Dining and Breathing, this summer right here. Live in the Lair, or maybe not so live. The band from Bikini.
They're alive. What are you saying?
The band
they're
from.
They're alive.
I'm barely.
They're,
yes.
Oh, barely. They're going to be fun. Sorry, go ahead, Rocker. He's going to get mad at me.
The band from Bikini Bottom that made Madison famous. It's the Magic Conch. Andrew, Mark, Andy, Jack. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate you letting us be here, man. Oh.
Now, the last time you guys were actually in the Devil's Lair, you played an acoustic show, which you said that was your only show. That was back, that was an acoustic show that you played May 1st, 2021.
Oh. Wow.
That was two studios ago for us.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Time goes fast.
I was expecting
it?
A much later year, and I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. 2021, right?
Only 2021.
Time is not slipping away yet.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Oh, okay. Members of Magic Conch currently spread. Oh, this is crazy, you guys. You're all over the place, all across the Midwest. Yet somehow you continue to hold it together and remain a working band. Thank you for that, because I know it can be difficult. Now, throughout this segment, we're going to learn a whole bunch more about you and the individual parts that make up this great band. First, though, tell us about, I can't wait to ask you this, tell us about the band name and its connection to your music. Are all of you SpongeBob fans? Oh,
yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, we're all right around the same age here. Yeah. So, I mean, that was just something we grew up watching. And I can't even be confident about how it came about, really. It might just have been maybe we just always assumed we were just going to do that, I guess.
That awkward time where, like, oh, we got to name this thing that's a band. And it unanimously was like, it's going to be a SpongeBob joke, like, immediately.
That's
and
great.
I think we just stuck on something really fast.
It yeah. sticks with people, because once they hear your name, it's like, oh, and yeah.
That's the first question, too, obviously.
Well, do you often have SpongeBob fans run up to you after you're done doing your set wanting to talk about SpongeBob?
That's at least always the first question is, like, they're like, SpongeBob, right? And we're like, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And that bleeds into the albums, obviously, yeah. The two album names, is they're both references as well to specific episodes, so...
Well, it was my young niece who actually told me, you know, I said, oh, yeah, this band Magic Conch. And she was like, oh, that's SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
I was like, oh, I missed that one, man. Well, Magic Conch has been active for 7 years. Give us like a quick band history lesson, a quick Wikipedia. Tell us about the Magic Conch. What kind of music are you? What do you guys do? What's your mission statement?
Get the first question.
It's like the elevator speech.
Well, it all started one fateful night in October 2016. Mark had put out a Facebook status saying, would anyone like to be a singer in a rock band? And I might have had just a few too many drinks.
Oh, no.
And I decided to take him up on that offer and message him and see what happened.
And we're glad he did.
We were practicing down in the Humanities building at the time.
Yeah, down at the bottom of State Street.
You can practice there?
Mark can. Well, yeah. He got us in. He's the one unlocking the doors. So.
That's right.
Don't tell him. We were a group. We were a group around me and Andrew and Mark. We were in a group around town here before Andy joined the band. But yeah, we stuck together through that, and we knew we wanted to just keep going. So we found the right guy, no doubt.
So the three of you knew each other, but you were new and coming in as the lead singer.
I just happened to know Mark because we grew up in the same neighborhood, and I was pretty good friends with his younger brother Mike in high school. So we were just kind of like neighborhood friends, in a sense.
You guys chilled after school and Facebook. Watched the SpongeBob, right?
Right.
Well, exactly. That came later.
Oh, yeah.
Mark just threw a SpongeBob birthday party for his girlfriend. It was pretty epic.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, we live it.
Nice.
Well, now let's get to some. We were going to do some live music, but I think we should take a moment to say that the band had played a show earlier, and you guys were just a little jammed out on the vocals to be able to perform tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to change it up, and we're going to pretend like you're playing live, but we're actually going to play songs from your new album.
Air
or
guitar.
From the, yeah, and Jimmy will air guitar along.
Works great for radio.
That would be beautiful.
So let's get into some music in the lair with Magic Conch, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio. The first song you have us for us tonight is called Hotter Than the Sun, and it's from your new album, Fine Dining and Breathing. Tell us about this chill song.
How do we write this one, Al?
You know, when Rocker asked me to send him descriptions, this is the one I couldn't think of how we wrote it.
That's why we started with this one.
Oh, yeah. Good. Right.
Do the hardest one first.
I can't even remember what part we had first.
Well, what's hotter than the sun?
I don't know.
Our friend Greg. We've got SpongeBob as an inside joke, and our friend Greg is our inside joke. I know, Greg, you're not listening, but this is for you.
Why is he not listening?
Because he's in Minneapolis right now.
Okay. Well, he could be listening in on the app, and he could be texting us questions right now.
How do you
right
find now. That app, actually?
Just go to maxincradio.com and click listen, and it'll show you all the ways to listen, including the app. And
you're taking my job here, dude.
Oh, man.
They're asking me questions.
Man, you guys.
All right, we'll get back on track. Right now, hotter than the sun. It's Magic Conch live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
You